Welcome everybody back to class two. And this is celebrating your infinite, the infinite wisdom of your beautiful bodies. And I'm Sandy Rakowitz and with Linda Tellington Jones, founder of T-Touch, of course, and Eleanor Silverstein. And I was reading this book, Uncommon Prayer. I was rereading it, opened it up this morning. What I opened to is current models of our cells biology tell us that every thought and experience we have is transmitted immediately to the cells of our body. Candace Pert's Molecules of Emotion, so impressively illustrated in the film, What the Bleep Do We Know?, describes how molecules called neuropeptides arrive almost instantaneously at the cell walls when we experience strong emotions or associative memories. A chemical reaction takes place that literally changes how the cell functions whenever these events take place. More recent studies have shown that the continued presence of these molecules causes cell to replicate differently, producing daughter cells that respond even more readily to them. Bruce Lipton's Eleanor, if you could mute, there's a couple people unmuted for some reason. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, details how the membrane of each of our cells is a biological semiconductor, working like a computer chip and functioning as the cell's brain. His research shows that our brain and other cells work as receivers, and that our brains and bodies don't create thoughts and feelings, but receive signals and act on them according to the programs we've developed over the years, like wireless programs. When we go through the words and actions we've been taught to call prayer or in meditation, we are tuning our receiver, that is our body, to a higher frequency. We're increasing the level of vibrations in and between cells, releasing certain neuropeptides into the bloodstream and sending electrical signals to the nerve cells. That's just what Eleanor was talking, her mama said yesterday. As we do so, we are aligning our thoughts and our emotions, condensing the many aspects of our beings into a single condensed state. The cells in our brain and our body can receive and perceive new kinds of signals at higher vibrations and with new kinds of information. The cells of our body respond by changing the way they function.
And this little book, it's one of the few books, I mostly have books on my iPad now, but this little book, every page has something really incredible. It's by Ruth L. Miller. And sort of I use this in conjunction with Greg Braden's wonderful book, The Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer. And this concept that just thinking about our bodies in the way we do, bringing this state of appreciation and gratitude, this is something that we can do with T-Touch in a way that really affects every single part of our body. And Sandy, I'm so glad that you found this. It's so interesting when you just open that, you can open it to almost any page and get something that's really inspirational and really fits with what we're doing with T-Touch. I would like us to begin today now, just by closing our eyes, taking some nice deep breaths, sitting back and getting really comfortable, and smiling. Putting one hand over the other on your chest, on your heart chakra. And giving thanks. Giving thanks to Divine Spirit within every cell in our body. Thanks to Mother, Father, God for the fact that we can be here together in this way. That we can apply some of this new information, this wonderful concept of quantum field, quantum science, in the care of our own bodies. And that as we do so, when we remember our connection to all that is through this divine consciousness in every cell in our body, that when we do this, not only do we affect our own basic well-being, but everyone on the planet. It's so incredibly simple and so effective when we do it, this basic concept. And I'd like us to follow this, just each one in your own way, taking however you would like to do this, and do very gentle touches on your body, wherever you can reach, and then when you can not easily reach with your hand, you can reach with your mind. And talk to those cells, those amazing consciousness, divine consciousness within us, within this precious body that houses our soul. Just give thanks. Simply recognizing that phenomenal divine consciousness within us, within every cell in our bodies. And find some place where you haven't necessarily felt comfortable going. Some place in your body that you would like to take this opportunity to reach out and thank for being there. And smile. And recognize the divine spark in those cells and make the connection. And in this quiet state, let us just morph all together into this lovely forest where we have been before. This calling to be in nature. And as we take this time to bless and thank all the parts of our bodies, call in around you. Just call in around you the people you would like to bring with us into the forest now. And your animals, all of the animals were waiting for us to acknowledge them. And let us gather here. And stand in this circle and move your toes and feel, just feel, imagine the breath of the earth coming up into this collection of cells that houses our soul. And feel in that, feel the message of the trees, this underground network of communication between all the trees who are surrounding us. And let us paint this picture. In the middle is this lovely bubbling spring right in the center of our circle with all of our animals around. All of our animals. And hear the music, this voice of the bubbling spring. And feel a very gentle, lovely wind in the trees. Just the voice of the whisper through the trees. And the birds. Who do you feel? And the bumblebees between the flowers. And these little, just unheard feeling of the movement of the wings of the nature spirits who are around us. Feel this. And each one of you, call in a part of nature that you would like to acknowledge, to recognize. Feel that. Let us give great thanks for this. Deep, deep, deep connection. And choose the colors around you. What are the flowers, bushes, grass, earth? What is this beauty around us? And feel your part, your connection to this. Amazing oneness of all it is. And feel our angels around us and all of your guides. Who's with you? Listen, feel, to what is being given to you as a piece for us to bring together this connection, to honor this connection with all that is. And call in the spirit of all of those you wish to be with us, that they be with us here in spirit. And celebrate in this moment in this celebration of this infinite wisdom in every cell in our bodies. This divine spark that makes up this miracle of this vehicle, this vessel for our souls. Just put your hands or even just your mind on this now, this one part of your body that has been waiting for acknowledgement, for love from you. Where is that? And with these gentle 1 1/4 circles, very gentle, activate that communication between the cells, between you and your cells. The communication between the cells themselves, wherever that is. And reach out and do some tea touches now to either a person or an animal who is close to you and feel that connection. Bring in joy. Choose joy. We have many choices of the emotions to feel. Choose joy in this moment of our acknowledgement, of our connection, of our remembering our connection to that divine spark in every cell, to that divine spark in the trees, in all that we can see, to that divine consciousness in all that is. Celebrate, let us celebrate this together and feel it in our own beings. And Sandy, I would love to have you just invite people now to, in their own time, come back into the body and simply write or record the message you get. First, acknowledging the body, but I'm going to leave that to you, Sandy, in your beautiful way.
So, as you sink in through your body with this place, places acknowledging through your hands and 1 1/4 circles, ask for or doodle a symbol or something that brings you a message on the paper that is coming to you, where these circles take you inside or across dimensions, or what the feelings are like when you ask to bring in joy, or the colors that want to be expressed. And just take a few minutes to find your way from there. And if you are led to doodle, draw, or write any messages from any other part of this time in the forest.
And know that it's very simple process, simply to morph back and forth between sitting wherever you are in your home and being in this dimension in the forest. Anytime we can simply be back and forth through this dimension, through these dimensions, it's such a blessing to know we can do that.
And just let yourself write or doodle unedited, whatever it is that comes to you, because often new information can come to you when you put pen to paper that may be surprising and validating and opening even further. Let that expression just come through you, through your hand.
So it looks like we're pretty much finished. And I would like to invite any of you to share. And it's always in the sharing that I have found in my life that I realize, you know, I bring it into another state of consciousness. So Unicorn has her hand up.
Oh, Linda, I drew this picture and it says sunshine and waves. And under the waves is a darkness.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote, there's power under the waves, which sometimes we feel as darkness, to drive away all of our problems and change ourselves into love through prayer. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did anybody come up with parts of the body that you brought in that have been kind of out in left field, so to speak?
I'll share.
Thank you, Miss Eleanor.
I guess my heart has been hurting lately. And I found I didn't sleep so great last night, and I was breathing very, very shallow. It could have been my kitty kept sleeping on me, so I'm not, he's an added weight on my chest. But I finally just got out of bed early this morning because I was breathing so shallow. But when we did giving ourselves, where do we go? I came over here and it was.
And here, for those of you, just 1 second. So who doesn't, can you describe where it is for those who don't have they can't see you?
Yeah. So when I put my hands on my chest and did the heart hug directly on my sternum, when we went in the circle and the quarter going up, right, in the part of going up, there was a connection relief. There was a relief that happened in my heart, my soul part of my heart. And there was this relief that came up my chest, over my shoulders, up my face, and up into the air. There was, and I can't put words to it. It was more than a relief. I felt transmission of energy and source. When I allowed myself to sense it more, I felt neurotransmitters, I felt serotonin, oxytocin, I felt the liquid crystalline collagen flow that flows within the speed of light that is all that is, which is why I can't really put words to it. And it's not enough when I say serotonin and oxytocin, because it really was all that is. And when I would let go and I go to other places, I kept getting, which was lovely, I kept getting called back to the heart more, please, more, until it started to blend with the rest of my body. And I felt a relief. So thank you.
Thank you. And one of the reasons that it's so interesting, and when we get ready to do these classes, we spend quite a few hours just making mind maps, exploring. And when we had, I don't know how many hours we had into it. And then Sandy said to me, Linda, you've got to talk about your experience. And so, what I want to say to you is, those of you, I think everybody here knows that I live by the mantra of the practice of seeing a half empty glass as half full. This is a choice that we have. And when what happened to me, most of you know it, is I was alone. I never travel alone. Funny. And I was so excited about going to teach this horse course in North Carolina. Landed in LAX at around 9 o'clock at night, got 4 bags on my car, pushed out to where we normally get the bus to go to the hotel to stay overnight and fly on the next day. And I push and push and I go down a long ways and there's no bus. okay, somebody tells me you have to go upstairs. They changed everything at LAX like last month. So I start back, and it's a long way back to an elevator that I know. And so I pass this escalator. And, you know, in Germany, if it's not safe with a cart on the escalator, there's a bar and it doesn't allow you to go. So I look for a sign, no sign, and it looks like the same kind of entrance, so it's flat. So I push my cart on, I get to the top, and there's no flat spot. And as I push in that moment, the cart tipped sideways, flipped me backwards. And please don't be shocked, because I am so in such a state of great. People said to me, were you afraid? No, I was never afraid. You know, I've lived a lifetime of practicing coming off horses, and the wisdom of my body. Somehow I flipped over and I heard somebody yelling, like, stop the escalator. I don't know what would have happened if somebody hadn't known where to push the button. And when I landed sitting with my, like, sitting up, the head up, and my feet down below me, and just sitting there. And I could feel, I could move my fingers of my left hand. Somebody was there instantly, really wonderful guy, guard. I said, just give me a little bit of time. So I, you know, did some breathing. I wanted to see what it felt like, what was working and what wasn't. I didn't see the blood. There was a lot of blood that I saw later. And I could, okay. So he got me up and we walked down and they called the ambulance. And my whole thing was just, wow. I felt like I was the most lucky person, because it's only my left side, you guys. It could have been, you know, and it could have been really bad. And it wasn't. And Brigitte Funk from Australia told my sister that right at the time that happened, she had a vision. Now, I haven't talked to her for like 15 years, and she came to my courses 40 years ago in Germany, but she had a vision in that moment when that was happening to me, that there was this white and golden light around me at the top of stairs. And she said she cried when she saw it, because she knew I was okay. And that's exactly how I felt. So everything, I mean, you know, you hear these, I just want to tell you this, that I just kept being grateful and asking people, just be really careful, please. And they wanted to cut off my sweater, but it's one of my favorites. And I said, no, let's see. I got to the hospital. The doc was wonderful. And then the nurse said, would you like me to take a picture of that? And I don't know if those of you who saw it on Facebook, it looked like these claw marks. And I said, well, it's a much more interesting story than escalator to imagine that maybe I'd walked into a bear den and surprised the bear. And in his fear, he jumped up, gave me a little nice little mark as he said goodbye, and he was okay. And it was way more fun and much less shocking. And so, yeah, we got the blood out. They had to do surgery on my arm because it was open, my elbow, and the top of the humerus was fractured in two places. But I'm really good, and it was just a miracle because my sister was in Australia. She got word, and I called Eleanor, who's only I kept thinking, oh my God, I know nobody in Los Angeles. Here I am. What am I going to do in the hospital? Da, 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 all this stuff. And then I said, wait a minute. Eleanor lives an hour away. So Sandy came like 5 hours from the north, and Sage came like 6 hours from the east, and they took care of me. And I have to tell you, like, having friends, having the blessings of all of you, I just felt the outpouring of T-touches. And the important thing is not to think, oh my God, how awful. No, my God, how blessed. How blessed. It's my left side. It's not all the other places it could be. I didn't land upside down with my head getting those scratches that my face, that my leg did. And I'm sure this is, and plus, I, of course, I have T-touches. I talk to it a lot. And I have the Beamer, and it's just wild. I have no pain. And they kept telling me, you guys, they kept saying to me, oh, it's a bone break. It's going to be so painful. Boy, you're going to go through a lot. That's not helpful, first of all, and it's not true, secondly. And I know that this, what in this Uncommon Prayer little book that Sandy found this morning, this is so important, what we can do by just talking to our own bodies and coming from the place of gratitude. And I have to tell you, you know, it's really easy to have a theory when you're doing well. And then if you're not doing so well, where does it put you, right? And there was one point where I was feeling, oh, I'm all alone here. Once I got home, I had a great trip home. Once I got home and I didn't have all this attention and help that I had, and I was really feeling sorry for myself and getting bitchy at one point. And then I thought, wait a minute. What's my choice? What's my choice? And I was able to take that and stop blaming and go to the place of joy. And I am so grateful for this, everything about it, the whole process, and all of you and all of the prayers that I felt. And we had going on at what happened to me last night, I've been sleeping like a baby. I just put my head down and I'm gone, and I can get up on my own and go. And so last night we took my arm out of this splint that I had because it was really cutting into my hand. And my hand was like a big dark frog. And so I took it out, and I'm going to show it to you. Ta-da, there it is. Hello, hello. And so what happened last night, the first night I haven't been able to sleep. And so I spent about 3 hours, you all, just taking that time to go over every part of my body. And I was able to, you know, the doctor is concerned that my elbow won't straighten because it has a plate and a pin in it. And I was able to take my fingers and do gentle T-touches along my fingers and very gently move the arm so that I could open the elbow. And without any pressure, pulling, all the stuff, no. And so I was thinking of all of you, and my feet have been like, my legs have been sort of disconnected above the ankles from the feet. They felt like they were freezing. And Roland said, no, they're hot, but I couldn't feel that. And so I took my foot, and I want to invite you all to find different ways of doing T-touches. So I took, and it's great in lying flat. So I took the outside of my right ankle and I did T-touches up my left leg, and then I take the bottom of my feet, and I was doing like all kinds of work on my lower limbs with my feet. That's a kind of cool thing to do. It's really interesting. And so that's where I'm at, sitting here this morning with maybe 1 hour of sleep last night, but like an adventure of connecting with this. And this is what we're all doing here. And we are in a time, as we all know from what's going on, not just in our own country here, in those of you who don't live here, it's kind of a really critical time, but it's true around the planet. And if we can just count our blessings and look around us and find out what is working for us. It's not that we ignore the rest. I send compassion to all the rest, but I know that I do make a difference. Each one of us makes a difference when we choose that positive thought. And this is where the Ho'oponopono, giving forgiveness for ourselves and others, whew, this is such an invaluable, invaluable time. And what I'm hoping from this gathering, was yesterday, I did a Zoom session inviting people to bring problems with their horses. So we had more dog people than horses on in the end, so I did both, dogs and horses. And somebody wrote to me after, and she said she's been checking in with every Zoom session I do with horses and how much it had helped her, and that she needed this feeling that she had other people who believed that animals are here as our connectors, as our, to bring love into our lives. And it's a different, I don't have to tell you all, we're all on the same page, but we have a community, and this opportunity to be together like this, then acknowledging this divine spark within our bodies and sending it out through this divine stream of consciousness of all it is. And it's so fascinating. I'm going to ask Sandy to talk about her experience with EBIS, because we had my situation I was dealing with, and she was dealing with the passing of this amazing horse as a connector. And she had a really beautiful, which you can listen to. I think, Sandy, you have that up that people can listen to, a ceremony on Sunday talking about this. And what I realized in the process of talking is this logo that we have of the Pegasus with the hand is really significant. And in 2002, the University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing took on T-Touch as for the master's course. They could get credit for it. And so I asked them, do you think it's appropriate that we have this horse as the logo? Do we need a different logo, hearts or something, for T-Touch? And they said, no. We married Mary Jo Kreitzer, the director of the Center for Spirituality and Healing, said, no, we want to keep that logo. It's the Pegasus with the hand. Now, so Sandy and I have been involved. We've been connecting in with a group called Stellar Nations, and they have this really interesting take on the Pegasus. And because that is our logo, Sandy, if you could just kind of read the overview of it, what you pick out as the most important, because I think most of you, I was going to read to you the message of the spirit of the horse that I got in 1984 when this, I was on the table doing, with Chris Griscom, doing a my first regression. I don't know what it was. I mean, I'd never done it before. And I'm lying there, and through my closed eye, I see this head of this beautiful gray horse and this big dark eye, and the eye became my eye, and I spoke the message of the spirit of the horse, which if you don't have, it's up, Sandy, right? You can see it on our site. But the message is remembering this connection to all that is. And that is the thing that is so important. The last couple of words is, hear ye the calls of the rooster, mankind must awaken, he can no longer sleep. And that is the message from the spirit of the horse, the Pegasus. And when we had this, oh, here it is, it's just, it's an amazing, for me, message, because it's very traumatic. And when Ami Shanitsky, who was then the publisher of Equus magazine, I read it to him in their offices, and he wanted to send this out to all of their subscribers. But I just had a message right now from Simula, and I think that we need Simula. I look at that again? Do you have something that's more important than this right now? Where are you? Where are you, Simula? I just saw this.
There's a bad connection.
Oh, she has a bad connection. Oh, okay. So it's nothing that she wants to say right now. Oh.
Do you want me to put the spirit of the horse back up?
Yeah, sorry. I thought that was something that was we needed to look at right now. So what this is that you see, so this is a message that comes through. Remember, the reason I feel that this is significant is the fact that Center for Spirituality and Healing at the University of Minnesota looked at this logo and felt it was important. And there is a message for us in this. Well, there's a reason we're all together. You see, this is what the spirit of the horse said. You seeth not what stands before the eyes. It is time you spoke for us. We need your voices. That's all of us. We take heart that many are awakening to our needs. We are united as one with you. We sing the songs of the spheres. We ground or connect your beings into the earth. And through us, we connect you to the stars. And you're going to see in a minute what Sandy reads, why it's particularly interesting. You wonder why you feel good when you touch us, lean into us. It is because we connect you to the stars. See ye, see us. We sacrifice ourselves to your blindness and never give up hope that you will awaken and we will be released from our suffering. And all this means is that we see the soul. And this is not just for the horses. This is, yes, the spirit of the horse, but this is our dogs, our kitties, our guinea pigs, our birds. They're all there for us to see them. Our ancestors had more hope, perhaps because they lived with the animals and they were closer. Some of you see the sunrise when you ride us, feel the trees, but how many of you feel the stream of light that flows between us when we carry you on our backs? Our connections breathe life into your lifeless bodies. And for me, that message in the lifeless bodies, whoa, we just have to remember this lifeless body is not lifeless when we remember that amazing communication and all that goes on in this vessel and get acquainted with it. Our connections breathe life into your lifeless bodies. See us once again as brothers. We are here to serve you as mirrors so that you, mankind, womankind, can find your way back to the stars, to that source that serves for us all. Our molecular structure is one. Know your power, mankind. When you see us as one with you, then you will know your strength. We love you all. We are one with you as you are one with all beings. We are a vehicle for the knowingness of oneness. Hear ye the cries of the rooster. Mankind must awaken. We can no longer sleep. And this for me, this is true. If we can take that down now, Sandy, to see, this is true when we connect with the spirit of the horse, which you're going to get from Sandy, because it's fascinating information. And any of you interested, look up Stellar, www.stellarnations.com. Really interesting connections to the universe, to the stars.
Ready?
Yeah, you're on.
So Linda and I, as she said, we're talking. So here's the logo. And what Linda was just talking about, the Stellar Nations, this is what is written from the Stellar Nations about Pegasus. This is a synthesis of information. And you can see this beautiful logo. Pegasus are called to connect all the differing worlds that had once separated from oneness to express as individual spheres of life. They create connections by traveling to the different worlds through special golden bridges and threads of light that are cosmic, ethereal meridians. They bring the messages that wake the scattered parts of the universal one into an awareness of being part of one giant galactic light body. Pegasus souls, and this could be animals or people, representatives of Pegasus souls, take up their service for the sake of the creatures of the universe in which they themselves are the connection. Their being is the link, and without this presence and mediation, the divine plan could not manifest at any single point of the galaxy. What? They mean such a global cohesive force without which the connections and encounters wouldn't happen. Pegasus souls complete their mission by bringing the keys and establishing the channels of the galactic and planetary communication network. And this is the website if you want to look into that more. And you can find out how Pegasus plays a role. I suspect many of us in this group have Pegasus soul rays, and you can find out what other soul rays come in. It's like really, really amazingly fascinating. And let me put that in the chat. And then, so, you know, like Linda has said at different times, looking at the puzzle pieces that come into place throughout time, looking at how all of these pieces come together, and looking at that logo and reading that information, because if you look up Pegasus on, like, in the dictionary, it doesn't encompass all of this. And then another piece is my horse, as Linda mentioned, a lot of you know, passed away five days after Linda had her accident, actually. And her little bear mishap with the escalator. And so Evis, in 2013, when I started teaching animal communication online, I asked my horse Ebis what he wanted to bring forward, wanted people to know. And this is what I got. And this is a picture of him from around that time, actually. I am the one who teaches connection. And my sense is this, what he says is he's like a representative, but many horses, animals help and each different people, he's like a representative of bringing this in and listen and reading that information about Pegasus. It's like seeing, like, Linda's spirit of the horse message has one aspect, the Pegasus information has another aspect, Ebis is bringing on another, and we all have these individual ways that we bring in this information. I am the one who teaches connection, says Ebis. I am the one who knows lost souls, the one who brings people together into understanding with their animals. I am one with wisdom, a transformer of the heart and soul of transgressions, of bringing together lost hearts, hearts that have lost their way, reweaving back together. I am in your breath. I am in your soul. We are one together. We have much work to do together, meaning all of us, you and I, all of us, you and I, collectively. We find new ways to communicate. We help others to learn how to navigate through the labyrinth of understanding one another. I give the perspective from a horse's body and being, and Linda and I, yet I transcend this experience into all species. Linda and I were talking about how the message of the spirit of the horse is from the spirit of the horse, and that this message is through Ebis as a physical being, bringing that. And then, you know, as he's left his body, changes address, bringing it back out into the more wider perspective. The time has come for those of you who are in human bodies to understand from another's perspective. This seeds compassion, companionship, and mutual friendship, and one that does not use force or domination. For how can you dominate another soul? It simply does not work. My work in this lifetime has been to find my own freedom deep within and to bring this forward for you as well. When you see me gallop, this freedom racing in the wind for the sheer pleasure of it, when we commune, it is for the sake of communion, for joining together is a deeply held need. We're all in need of just connecting, finding and feeling the connection. This is the point of learning to communicate, connect, commune together, to find and feel that depth of our connections. So you could call me the connector, or one who connects. And isn't that what our life together has been about? And again, he means collectively. Not just riding, not going places outwardly, but to connect, to just be, to feel one another without agenda. That is what I offer to all, to find these places inside of yourself, with your animals, in your own life, in whatever it is you do, and with whomever you meet day to day.
And this is so beautiful because my interest in making the transition from the human body into the next soul journey has been, I was very fortunate to be raised on a farm. And so life and death were like the seasons. And my parents were completely on board that, you know, when they pass over, they'll be waiting on the other side. They'll go on and do lots of other stuff, but they'll always be there in our hearts. And living here in Hawaii, this Hawaiian concept of we don't die, we simply change addresses. And this basic concept of Ante Mahialani, there's one absolute law on this planet: you don't get off alive. But the fact is, the human being, it seems to me that there is such a belief that you have to go into this deep place of sorrow when somebody dies. Of course we miss them, but instead of cutting off, which has been generationally in the past, you know, like Roland wasn't allowed to see his mom when she died when he was 5. Because we didn't realize how amazing children are and how we need to see this, and that it is our opportunity here as we do this journey together into getting to know that this amazing collection of cells that we are, that we also take that to the next levels. And we are able to join together in changing this thing of tearing our hair out and sorrow. Why not acknowledge who we really are? And when we're all connected, no, it's not the end, it's the next steps. And this wishing the bon voyage, yes, that takes our community of collection. And I'm so just delighted that Sandy has been able to take that, because 22 years, I think, that you knew this horse that was a main connector. 32, sorry. And have this be in this shape and not be devastated. We don't have to be devastated. Doesn't mean we're not sad. Doesn't mean we don't cry. Doesn't mean we don't miss them like crazy, the physicalness. But we can deepen our love and connection by making that connection. And that's what I believe Ibis has done for us in these words. It's another sense of acknowledging these amazing animals who bring almost all of us here together. And, you know, so many people I hear say, oh, I'm not getting another dog. I can't stand the pain. Let's go for the joy. Miss the heck out of them. I have pictures of Rainy everywhere. She's still here. She'll always be here. And yet we can transform this to a new level of, just like we can just be here together and we can be in the forest. We can feel the trees. We can smell the pine needles or the flowers or whatever each one of us finds. And that is our choice. And that's what we're doing together in this series of acknowledging this brilliance of our bodies from another point of view.
So shall we take our break?
Yes, let's take our break.
So it is 7 after, so we'll come back at 17 after.
Okay. Enjoy your little break.